Conakry grapple with fuel shortage following deadly oil storage blast. Nathalie Rollet, correspondante internationale, CNT Live. Guinea's fuel depot explosion, Death toll reach 23 a protest erupt over fuel shortage. The death toll from the explosion and fire at Guinea's main fuel depot has risen to 23, according to the government's latest update on Thursday. The incident, which occurred in the port area of Kaloum in Conakry, caused extensive damage and broke the local economy to a standstill. In addition to the fatality, the government reported 241 injuries, with 167 individuals having been discharged from hospital and 74 still receiving medical treatment. The authority also noted that a significant number of people are missing, prompting ongoing investigation. Colonel Mamadi Doumbouya, the leader of Guinea's ruling military, declared a three-day national mourning period starting on Thursday to honor the victim of the explosion and fire. The aftermath of the incident has left many households displaced, further exacerbating the country's economic challenge. While diesel supplies have resumed, the distribution of petrol remains suspended, and restrictions on tanker operations persist. The scarcity of petrol has led to confrontation between security forces and group of young people protesting the lack of fuel at service station in Conakry. This clash have involved stone throwing by the youth and the deployment of tear gas by the security force. The protestés, mainly relying on motorbike taxi Fares for their livelihood, are demanding the immediate reopening of service station for all type of fuel. Amid the crisis, there have been concerns raised by NGOs about the censorship of certain private media outlets and restrictions on access to social networks. The Guinean Organization for the Defense of Human and Citizens' Rights has called on the authority to restore access to social networks and private media, emphasizing their role in providing crucial information to the public. The ongoing challenge in Guinea have underscored the broad issue of Internet and social media restrictions, which have occurred intermittently through the year. Additionally, there have been instances where private TV channels were suspended by the Haute Autorité de la Communication for reasons related to national security. Merci de nous avoir écoutés, Nathalie Rollet, correspondante internationale, CNT Live. Merci à tous nos abonnés, n'oubliez pas de télécharger l'application CNT Live, et n'oubliez pas surtout de partager.